Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est, and join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Sycamore by Bryn Chancellor, published by HarperCollins in 2017. Today's book is about missing teenagers and angst in a small town. Jess and Maud have come to Sycamore to start a new life after Maud's divorce. Jess is a high-spirited 17-year-old filled with life and poetry and colour, and the small-town kids don't really know what to make of her. Jess also likes to take late-night walks around the town. Then the story jumps forward 25 years later to the same town, filled with the same characters, all except for Jess, who went missing one rainy November night in 1991 and has never been seen since. Jess's disappearance has had a massive effect on all those who knew her, not only her mother. And it seems that the town and the mystery of Jess has trapped all the people involved, and this tragedy was a pivotal point, not allowing anyone to move on with their lives since that night. But it takes someone new to release the trap of Sycamore. Laura is a newcomer to town, taking up a new post at the college with her own past to run away from. She fills her days before the semester starts by walking around her new town, learning the new streets and getting to know a few of the characters. On one of her walks, she finds Stevie stacking rocks for an art installation project in a dry ravine. And another day, when Stevie is not around, Laura decides to help her out until she comes across a human bone. Has she finally found Jess? And will the mystery of her disappearance finally be solved? Now, on the face of this book, the plot sounds pretty straightforward. A small town and a missing girl. This is a plot we've all seen and read before. But what was so engrossing about this book was the writing and the characters. Jess herself is wild and exuberant. She's far too big for the small town of Sycamore. She reminded me of Anne Shirley from Anne and Green Gables, which is one of my all-time favourite characters in fiction. She wants to be liked, but she finds herself rejected, and at the same time adored too much in a way she doesn't quite understand. But she's 17, she's learning about the world, making mistakes as a 17-year-old should. But it's not just Jess who's a vivid and thorough character. All of the supporting characters get their moment. The reader gets to spend time with each person, understanding their hopes and dreams as a young person, or a younger person, and how the disappearance of Jess and another bombshell event impacted their lives. This is especially tragic for one of the characters, Danny, when her really promising life trajectory is waylaid. And as this book turns into a whodunit, I felt a real sense of dread for the supporting characters I'd got to know intimately, because I was starting to worry about which one of them was responsible for Jess's death. And the writing is also fantastic. I enjoyed the examination of the smallest details, which brought each character to life so vividly I felt like I knew them. So if you like small towns, missing girls, larger-than-life teens and excellent writing, I heartily recommend Sycamore by Bryn Chancellor. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.